Louisiana, accused illegal alien rapist released into U.S. by Biden-Harris DHS despite available detention space. By John Binder on September 13, 2024. An illegal alien, accused of raping a young girl in southeast Louisiana, had been released into the United States by President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, despite there being available detention space to keep him in federal custody. The House Judiciary Committee issued a report on 19-year-old Angel Matias Castellanos Orellana of Honduras, who is charged with raping a 14-year-old girl in Kenner, Louisiana, as well as stabbing a man during a violent armed robbery. The disastrous immigration policies of the Biden-Harris administration have had real-world consequences for American citizens, Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Tom McClintock, RCA, write in the report. The effects of those policies will be felt for years to come, with criminal aliens in American neighborhoods harming families and hurting public safety across the country. According to the report, Castellanos Orellana first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near Eagle Pass, Texas, on October 6, 2023. Soon after being apprehended by Border Patrol agents, Castellanos Orellana was given a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge on November 7, 2023 and released from DHS custody. Border Patrol agents blamed a lack of space in the agency's detention facilities for Castellanos Orellana's release, but federal data shows that thousands of beds were open and available at the time. Also, DHS officials made clear in Castellanos Orellana's case file that he did not claim any fear of returning to his home country of Honduras, further complicating why he was released from DHS custody rather than being deported. Only months after being released into the U.S. interior, Castellanos Orellana allegedly raped the 14-year-old girl in Kenner and stabbed a man during a violent armed robbery. He has been charged with first-degree rape, aggravated assault, armed robbery, and aggravated battery. Castellanos Orellana remains held in local police custody without bond, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has placed a detainer on him seeking custody. Castellanos Orellana's victims and their families will never be the same because the Biden-Harris administration allowed the illegal alien to enter and remain in the country, Jordan and McClintock write. Tragically, Castellanos Orellana's victims and their families are not alone. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.